All right, tonight we start the Chafetz Chaim's Psicha Mitzvah Saseh. The first part of the Psicha is Lavim, and the second part is Mitzvah Saseh. One bonus you'll get tonight is we are about to be Mekayim a Mitzvah Saseh Dairaisa, one of the Tayag Mitzvahs, just by reading what it says here in the first Mitzvah. Why is that? The first Mitzvah Saseh that he brings that's connected to Dinim of Lashon Hara is the mitzvah saseh of Zachar asher osa Hashem lekach Miriam, of remembering what God did to Miriam. Anybody remember what God did to Miriam? Yeah. Tzaras, okay. So why did she get the tzaras? It's Lashon Hara. So the Chafetz Chaim says, before the Chafetz Chaim, the Ramban says that it's a mitzvah saseh to remember B'peh, to say, you remember what God did to Miriam, b'derech b'tzeisa mimitzrayim. The Chafetz Chaim Shita is you have to also remember b'derech b'tzeisa mimitzrayim. That even though it was a time of rachamim, of benevolence to Klal Yisrael, was the best, Kadosh Baruch Hu was in the kindest treatment of Klal Yisrael, still Miriam was punished. That's all part of remembering the Ma'aseh of Miriam, b'derech b'tzeisa mimitzrayim. That's a mitzvah saseh. Now, what's interesting is that the Rambam does not count this as one of the 613 mitzvahs. He counts, of course, remembering what Hashem did to Amalek and Zechir Sitzias Mitzrayim. But for reasons that are not clear to us, he leaves out the mitzvah of remembering what Hashem did to Miriam. The Ramban, in the back of the Sefer Mitzvahs of the Ramban has a list of the mitzvahs the Rambam left out. And there, he says, 1 minute, there are sheish zechiris, there are a bunch of zechiris. The Rambam left them all out. He only remembered Amalek and Tzias Mitzrayim. What about remembering Maimon Har Sinai and Zachos Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshoi and Zechiris Ma'aseh Miriam? Which one am I missing? What? The Ma'aseh Egel? So he left them all out. He cheated. So, now the Ramban has a problem. He's capped at 613. So he has an accounting problem. He doesn't, even though he takes out some of the ones the Rambam counts, or he puts some of them together, he doesn't have enough room for four more. So that explains... Why?
Because it could only happen when he said that all the Tzis Mitzrayim...
Amalek also only happened the way the Tzis Mitzrayim. It's true, but they are very different. Amalek is the Kayach of Ra. It's a different concept, Amalek. What the Ramban does is he puts all four of them in one. He puts all the other Zechiris together as one mitzvah, one added mitzvah. He doesn't explain why.
Miriam would be upset that she's included with Amalek.
Miriam would be upset that she's included with Amalek. I hardly think that's the reason. With the eagle, she's happier. To be included with the eagle, she's happier.
She's getting a more deal with
the eagle. I'll tell you, the truth of the matter is that when we say there are 613 mitzvahs in the Torah, it's not accurate. We say there are 10 commandments, it's also not accurate, because in the Seres HaDibris there are more than 10 mitzvahs. I think there are 13 mitzvahs there. They're just 10 separate groups. But Dibris. So when we say there are 613 mitzvahs, those are 613 that fit the category of what's counted in mitzvahs. We had Sunday morning in Yerodea that there's a mitzvah, there's an aveira of Kale Ilan, of grafting a tree. It's not counted as one of the 613, because it's not a Beferish Apasik. It's learned out of a drasha. If you learn out of a drasha, it's still a mitzvah deraisa, but it's not counted as one of the 613. Now that the Rambam explains, what?
We didn't have to include it with other mitzvahs.
So we don't
have to include it to get rid of the lesson we know.
Right, so there are reasons that some don't go into the number. Presumably, the Rambam had a reason, I don't know what the reason is, that he didn't count Zechiras Ma'aseh Miriam in the number of 613. But it may be that he agrees that it's a mitzvah deraisa. It's hard to get away from the fact that it's a pasuk. So, Amalek can count, and Tzias Mitzrayim counts. So, be that as it may, the Chafetz Chaim certainly counts this as a mitzvah saseh. And in the Be'er Mayim Chaim, in the first footnote, he says, Zeh Lashon HaRamban mitzvah zayim mimitzvah sav. You know what that means? The seven mitzvah may mitzvah sav from the Ramban's mitzvahs. Doesn't mean the Ramban had different mitzvahs than everybody else. It means he had a different counting of mitzvahs. And he says, Nistavinu lisgar bepeh ulahashav elibeinu mashaasi yisal alamiriam. So here I want to explain. You know what? Let me first let's learn what it says inside, and then I'll explain. Okay, so let's see. Aleph. Okay, mitzvah saseh, asin, aleph. Oiver al yedei zeh, al mitzvah saseh, zechar asha osa, Hashem alakech alamiriam, badar patesim in Mitzrayim. When you speak Lashon Hara, you're over on this mitzvah saseh. Shazhiranu ha-Torah b'zeh, the Torah commanded us, sh'niska b'peh tamid ha-inish ha-gadol, asha asa Hashem yizbarach, l'tzadeikis Miriam ha-Neviyah. That Hashem punished the tzadeikis Miriam, sh'la dibra ela ba'acheha, asha avaseo k'navsha. She loved her brother, and she spoke against him. Against Moshe, her brother. V'glaseo al-berkeha, and she raised him on her lap. V'sikna atzma latzilei min amayim, and she put herself in danger to save him from the yam. Where did she put herself in danger?
She
was watching
the table.
Well, she wasn't a nurse. She got.
She was watching the table.
To save Moshe Rabbeinu from the yam suf.
Yeah,
she didn't retrieve. She watched Bas Parah retrieve. So she was in danger?
Yeah.
All right. Anyway.
Any baby that
as a midwife, she was
any baby that was killed, it would kill her too.
Okay. V'hiloi dibra b'knusai, elama sheshvas etz oisai l'shar neviim. What was the Lashon Hara? She said, he's like every Navi. He's not special. The God speak only to Moshe. So like all the other neviim. Now, that's not the worst thing you can say about me, right? He's as great as all the other neviim. All right? Most people, they believe. So,
to give the lesson from Miriam, what about?
Because it happened. But that's the whole point. Chavasayim said, because Dasan Vavirim, they were terrible people. So they got punished. The Chiddush is that even Miriam, who was such an extraordinary person, if she spoke Lashon Hara, she got punished. It's a much bigger musar. Yeah. When you get Dasan Vavirim, you'll feel, you know, it's like the straw that broke the camel's back. They did so many terrible things, and when this happened, it, Miriam, she didn't do other things wrong, and she just did this. V'loy dibra b'fonav sheyevaish, and she didn't speak in front of him and embarrass him. V'loy b'fnei rabim, rabbeinu l'bein achah ha-kadosh b'tzina. She didn't spread rumors about him. She spoke privately with Aaron HaKayin about him. V'hu loy hikbid, and also my Rabbeinu wasn't nakbid, I'll call it varam ha'elu. Sh'nar v'ish ma'isha anav miyayid. V'afal p'kein loy ha'iluha kol ma'aseh ha'tayvim v'nensha b'tzaras alzeh. And nevertheless, it didn't help her. She was punished. Kavachaymer l'shabed yadam atipshim, kavachaymer for the fools. Hamarbim l'daber gedolos v'neflois l'chavreim, who talk gedolos v'neflois. He has meant in a sarcastic way. They speak, you know, all kinds of incredible things against others. Shebevade yonshu ayidezem al zemaid. Certainly, they'll be punished.
What's this happening? Okay,
it's an important question. Normally, in Bein Adam L'Chaveri Averis, if I'm Meichel,
right,
then you can do it. Then there's no punishment. Okay. If I'm Meichel, that you do a Bein Adam L'Chaveri thing against me, it's not.
Didn't
hear. And if he says he's not Makbid, so it doesn't matter.
Later? When you did it,
it was too late.
Okay.
Could be, that's the pshat. So then if someone tells you ahead of time he's not Makbid, you could do it.
You know he's not.
Lashon Hara is the Aveir is on you.
You know he's not.
You're not allowed to speak it. It doesn't depend on whether he's Makbid or not.
The general rule in Beinon Lachaveire Aveiris is that if a person's Michael, that it helps.
Yeah.
Generally, it helps.
Yeah, you shouldn't do it to begin with, but if he's Michael, so it's.
Let's say somebody, a competitor, is Lever on Massigvul. I tell him, I don't mind. You can open a store near me. So he's not an Aveir.
Lashon Hara may not be better than Lashon Hara.
It's a stretch, maybe, but it's a chiddush has to say somewhere.
It's that a Jew's not allowed to speak beer.
It defiles your mouth to speak beer.
What?
I could, if someone says it, I could accept it. It's a chiddush, though. Push pshat in al chaveri. But if someone says it, I could accept it. Now what struck me here,
it's morning. I say my sheishes chiris.
You're thinking when you say it?
What?
Assuming you're thinking when you say it.
No, I'm saying, how do you?
So this is the kasha I was going to.
You don't say kriyishma. The whole day, you know, the zman's kriyishma goes by. You didn't say kriyishma. You oikra.
So you have a man. He's speaking lashon hara. At the same time, he's saying, I remember what God said to Miriam. And then he's saying, he speaks Lashon Hara. Why is he over on it?
He's over on us then.
But why? He's remembering what happened to Miriam. He didn't forget it.
It's an Isra said.
I'll tell you, look in the note, in the first footnote. The way the Ramban teaches the mitzvah, Zel Hashoyin HaRamban, Mitzvah Zayim HaMitzvah Yisav, Nitztavinu, listen to how the Ramban says it. Liskar B'peh, Ulahashiv Elibeinu. We have to not only remember it, but we have to lahashiv al libeinu. We have to take it, internalize it. We have to take it with a seriousness. Mashaasi yisal la Miriam shadibra ba'chel emayis neviya etc. Kadesh esrachim lashon hara. So it seems that the mitzvah of zechiras ma'aseh Miriam is not just the act of remembering what God did to Miriam, but it includes taking it with a seriousness that would prevent you from speaking lashon hara. Even though a person remembers it and he says it's shechiras every morning, nevertheless he has to take it with a seriousness. So that what? It's a right. It's a laugh about mechlal asay. It's an asay that includes. All right, but I could take it seriously in the morning. I mean, mekayim the mitzvah, and then later in the afternoon, if somebody speaks lashon hara at that moment, he's mevatel the mitzvah asay. That's what it seems to be. Now this happens to be an easy mitzvah that many people miss. I once challenged the people to come up with 10 mitzvah essays we do on a regular basis. So people chased me afterwards and thought of more, but how many mitzvahs, can you think of 10 mitzvah essays you do every day? Krishma, tefillin, tzitzis, benching, mezuzah, okay. Mezuzah, we only up to five. Let's say davening, some old is derisive.
I was a Okay,
Mrs. Tamiz, how many active mitzvahs? What? I counted tzitzis. Tzitzis, tefillin, shema, and davening. Those are four in davening. Benching and mezuzah, tzedakah. Okay, only have seven tzitzis.
Learning Torah.
We're getting towards 10. Right? Because most of the mitzvahs are says you'd have to do it to base of English, which don't apply. Or have to do a yamim tayvim. And then they had the Tmidiyais, Ahavas Hashem, and Yiras Hashem. Kavnis Avicha. So here's another mitzvah saseh, remembering Ma'aseh Miriam, which is relatively easy. I mean, you have to have Lashav Alibeinu, but you have to do
it. Phil, who may remind everybody. What's his name with that?
Charles. Yeah, 1 year I said, we should do it. And he started doing it. Charles for a while did it.
He still does it.
Okay. Charles, he says, Zchar Shokech LaMiriam, right? But so he says, you have to dominate. So, okay, we'll have to try to do it. So, Bepeh is the easy part, the Noshev Elibeinu is the other part.
So you're saying now that it's not really anything without the Noshev Elibeinu?
I don't know, it's nothing.
It's not really it's good. The other part, but
all right.
Zachar Shokech LaMiriam, it seems to be easier.
Yeah, it's easy to want to get rid of Hamalek because that's getting the other guy, and this is us. The Chafetz Chaim has a sefer, which it's a kuntres actually called Zechar LaMiriam. There's a kuntres in which he talks about this mitzvah, and there he writes. I don't know where he gets it from. My version has it here on the bottom of the page. He says there that. I'm not sure where he gets that from. He says there that we also have to tell people about it, like a super, it's Yisraim, you have to tell your children, you have to tell your children. I don't know, I don't remember ever telling my children about Miriam. I mean, I pay the yeshivas to teach him, but I don't know. That's what he says in Zechar LaMiriam. Okay, now there are some lumdisha problems with this whole mitzvah. The main problem is something that we are accustomed to knowing about Lashon Hara. Even people who know nothing about Lashon Hara, they know. Lashon Hara is if it's true, and Vayis Yishemer is if it's not true. In other words, people say, it's Lashon Hara. You say, what do you mean? It's true. You say, yeah, that's Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara is when you say about a person that he did something bad. So that's Lashon Hara. In the case of Miriam, she said Moshe is equal to other Nevi'im. And it wasn't true. It wasn't true. No, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't brag. Moshe Rabbeinu had the ability that Hashem could speak to Hashem at any time. And the other Nevi'im only got Nevuah with the Hachana. They had to be prepared for Nevuah. So Moshe Rabbeinu was purged from his wife, because if he'd be a Balkari, he couldn't be Mekabel Nevuah. So Miriam didn't know that Cheshbon. And Miriam said, Harak b'Moshe Dibur Hashem, God only speaks to him, why is he being purged from his wife? What? But my point is, what Miriam said was Ma'aseh Shema, wasn't Lashon Hara.
It was a tie.
It was a tie, so it wasn't Lashon Hara. Why is that Lashon Hara? True. True. It seems to be an issue that... Okay. But it doesn't seem to fit to be Lashon Hara. And here, it's such a fundamental thing in the Chafetz Chaim that it's Lashon Hara. That's right. But she didn't know. She was missing information.
It wasn't accurate. It wasn't a lie.
It wasn't a deliberate lie. So it wasn't Ma'aseh Shemra either, really.
It wasn't accurate.
It was inaccurate. So call it a toss. Call it a toss.
The argument was also not true. They said, they believe the Chodos Hashem. Hashem doesn't have the power to do it. They were mighty.
No, but they didn't say B'yichas Hashem. They never said that. Kalev said that B'yichas Hashem. They said the land is a tough land, and that was true. It was true. They said Eretz Echel Es Yeshveh. All right. So you're answering my question with another question. Okay. So I'll tell you, I'm aware of two mahalchim. One which I recently became aware of, and one which years ago. The 1 year ago I have is Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan writes in the name of the Chafetz Chaim, the way I understand it, Rabbi Chanan writes in the Kevitz Mamorim, I think it's page Nun, that all Lashon Hara is really not true. In other words, let's say you say that he's a lazy guy, he sleeps with a shachris every day. Okay, it's true, he sleeps with a shachris every day. But there's always a kernel of not truth. Because you're talking to your friend, and two of you have no problem getting up in the morning. This guy can't sleep at night. He has insomnia. Now you're right, he should get up in the morning. But when you, on your level, discuss what's going on with him, you're megareya him more than he deserves. There's always an element of sheker in talking bad about somebody. Even it may be true that he did the avla. But you're not giving it over accurately because people don't give over things accurately. When they complain about other people, they always don't give it over accurately. So that the Chafetz, Rabbi Chanan writes it in the name of the Chafetz Chaim, which is a big chiddush, that all Lashon Hara has an element of non-truth to it. And that's at least the way I understand Rabbi Chanan, which he's writing. And he writes that the Chafetz Chaim writes it in Sefer Chafetz Chaim. I don't know where in the Sefer it's written. I asked for Palm once. So I'm not sure what he's referring to. So that's one approach, which is a mussar in and of itself, that when you judge somebody.
Miriam said, he's just like other. That's not a minor thing. It's like totally incorrect.
Totally incorrect. I guess it depends who you are. If you're a regular Navi, then Moshe is totally different. If you're a regular guy like me, so this type of Navi, that type of Navi, all right,
that's a small thing. That's get together.
What?
The
intent, even though she didn't realize it was inaccurate, the intent was to say Moshe is like everybody else. Moshe is like every other Navi.
I mean, was it that Moshe was everybody else, or that he was purged from his wife? I mean,
well, if he's not like everyone else, he might have had a reason. But he's just like everyone else, no one else purged. Harak b'Moshe Dibur Hashem, is he different? That's what she said.
I mean, I could have thought like this, that he decided on his own to do this. It wasn't a tzivah from Hashem.
But that's not the point. The point. But that's not the point. The point here is,
Right.
He wasn't similar to other Nevi'im. That point of it was inaccurate.
That's what he's saying.
Well, we say he's purged from his wife. What do you mean? A few days?
He left his wife's house.
He left for this. That's
24 years.
That's, what about all
that? Alright, so he was like, Moshe Rabbeinu.
Back home just for Shabbos.
That's different.
Okay, anyway, that's not the point. The point here is that's Rabbi Chanan's approach, which is sort of a Musar in itself.
You don't know because you cannot done yet.
You really can't judge someone. Okay, the other thing is I found actually in one of the letters of the Pachad Yitzchak who deals with it. He says his yisayid in that letter is that all Lashon Hara has the yisayid of B'tzedek Tishpeit HaMisecha. Of looking at someone, if you look at somebody, like we say, the expression we use is Yimalam Etzchus. If you Malam Etzchus on people, you don't end up speaking Lashon Hara. The yisayid is not being Malam Etzchus. That's the yisayid of Issa Lashon Hara. And therefore he says, by Miriam, even though she made a mistake and with everything, but she should have been Malam Etzchus. So I'm like, well, Yeshua Beinu, you should Malam Etzchus, that he has a reason. So that's his reason. But,
both these Mahalaks, you look at the other side, we're allowed to say Lashon Hara L'Torah, one of the things you have to say accurately, you says that you can't say that accurately, because you don't know.
So then what's the hetzer to say L'Tayelis? It's a problem, right? You say, one of the conditions, Lashon Hara L'Torah, you have to make sure not to exaggerate. That's one of the conditions. Taka, very hard to do. At any rate, we all tonight have in mind, tonight we're taking it seriously, right? I don't know about tomorrow night, but there's a Chara Shashem Kechel Miriam Derech HaSeisim Mitzrayim. Remember what happened. One mitzvah says for the night. Tomorrow we'll get on to mitzvah base. Okay, that's pretty good.